This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Cotter, and today we're diving headfirst into something that plagues almost all of us at some point: procrastination. Ever feel like you're stuck in a vicious cycle of starting things with gusto, only to lose momentum faster than a cheetah chasing a kale smoothie? You know that feeling when you have this epic to-do list and it stares back at you with judgmental eyes, silently daring you to actually get stuff done? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We can break free from the digital clutches of procrastination and unlock our inner motivation machine. No more scrolling aimlessly through social media or endlessly refreshing emails while that deadline looms over us like a hungry monster. Today, I want to equip you with 5 powerful strategies to overcome procrastination and stay motivated without relying on those pesky digital crutches. First up, let's talk about the power of tiny wins. You know how sometimes we get overwhelmed by a task and just freeze up? Well, here's the secret. Break that big scary project down into bite-sized chunks. Think of it like dissecting a monster one tentacle at a time. Each small victory fuels your motivation and keeps you moving forward. It's all about building momentum, little by little. Number 2. Embrace the art of distraction-free zones. Our brains are wired to crave novelty, so those constant notifications and tempting apps are like kryptonite to our focus. Turn off those distractions, put your phone in a drawer literally, or try using website blockers if you need to. You'll be amazed at how much more productive you can be when you create a sacred space for focused work. Third on the list. Harness the power of accountability. Find someone, a friend, family member, even an online community who shares your goals and can keep you on track. Sharing your aspirations with others creates a sense of responsibility and makes you more likely to follow through. It's like having your own personal cheerleader right there rooting for you. Now let's talk about the importance of self-care. Seriously, this isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome too. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical and mental well-being so you have the energy and clarity to tackle those tasks. Get enough sleep, move your body, eat nourishing food, and make time for activities that bring you joy. When you feel good, you do good. It's that simple. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big or small. Treat yourself to something nice, share your success with others, or just take a moment to savor the feeling of accomplishment. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reinforces the idea that progress is possible. Think about the last time you put off a project, maybe the dreaded report at work, cleaning out your closet, yes, we all have one. Or finally, learning how to play that ukulele. What was going through your mind? Were you overwhelmed? Afraid of failing? Did those tempting social media notifications lure you away from your task like moths to a flame? I'll bet you dollars to donuts that procrastination often stems from fear of failure, fear of the unknown, or even just plain old fear of starting something new. But here's the thing. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to conquer every challenge with flying colors on your first try. The most important thing is to take that first step, no matter how small. Remember those 5 strategies we talked about? Break down those overwhelming tasks into manageable chunks, create distraction-free zones, find an accountability buddy, prioritize self-care, and celebrate your wins along the way. So, my friends, let's ditch the digital crutches and embrace a world where procrastination is no longer our nemesis. Let's unlock our potential and achieve our goals with focus, intention, and a whole lot of motivation. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison so you never miss an episode filled with practical tips and real talk advice for navigating the digital world. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep slaying those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.